The debate over whether to tax internet sales is not new, but this is as close as Congress has ever come to dealing with the issue. In May, the Senate voted 69-27 for a bill that would require all online retailers to collect sales taxes for the states where they ship goods. Brick-and-mortar retailers are hoping the U.S. House will do the same. Gary Stein runs the Wausau-based audio-video store SoundWorld.
The fact is that this money is due our state if these products are sold into our state. And we're not collecting it, and I think we're making a mistake by not collecting it.
States would have to decide what to do with the bump in sales tax collections if this bill becomes law. In Wisconsin, that decision's already been made. The newly enacted state budget would use the money to first eliminate the alternative minimum tax and then to reduce state income tax rates. Assembly Republican John Nygren co-chairs the legislature's budget committee.
We believe that the best way to grow our economy is put more money back into people's pockets, people that would be paying the additional taxes that may not be being paid now, so we think it's best to give it back to them.
Not everyone sees it that way. Bob Jacobson with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says the legislature is tying its hands.
We would much rather see that additional revenue be used to avoid these dramatic spending cuts we've had to see recently in areas like education and early childhood.
Wisconsin's U.S. senators were split on the internet sales tax bill. Democrat Tammy Baldwin voted for it. Republican Ron Johnson voted against the measure. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.